This is Like Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Wisconsin's prison population has more than tripled since 1990. Analysts say strengthened drug enforcement, mandatory minimum sentence laws, and concentrated policing of minority communities are a few of the key reasons for that trend.
And their effects have been disproportionately consequential to African-American men. A 2013 study by the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee revealed that Wisconsin has the highest rate of incarceration for black men in the country.
A new group is seeking to aid in the fight to reverse the course of mass incarceration. EXPO stands for Ex-Prisoners Organizing. The group of formerly incarcerated people aims to fight mass incarceration, what it sees as an unjust prison system, and to restore peace to the communities and families affected.
Ahead of a public forum on justice system reform, the group plans for this evening. Lake Effect contributor Adam Miller talked with EXPO organizational leader Jerome Dillard and associate leader Mark Rice to talk about their mission and their hopes for the forum.
We will have a panel of EXPO members. We have seven people, all formerly incarcerated people. They will be speaking about their personal experiences with Wisconsin's justice system. They will be speaking about barriers faced by people with records in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. We want to raise awareness of the problems facing formerly incarcerated people here, what Michelle Alexander calls the new Jim Crow, a system of permanent exclusion. James Causey of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is going to be facilitating the discussion. And we also want to invite all formerly incarcerated people in the area to come out and find out how they can become a part of EXPO and join the movement to change Wisconsin's unjust penal system. EXPO is organizing to end mass incarceration in Wisconsin. That's one of our main goals. We fight to end all forms of structural discrimination against people with conviction and arrest histories. We want everyone to view people with conviction and arrest histories as human beings, members of families, and assets to communities. This will be a good opportunity for people to come out and find out what we're about and about how they can join our effort to change Wisconsin's penal system.
And Jerome, what do you think is the importance of bringing formerly incarcerated people into this discussion?
Well, you know, for a long time I've been advocating for formerly incarcerated citizens that we are the solution to the problems. And we need to come together across this country, really. And when you look at the numbers, there are over 70 million people who have arrest and conviction records. That's a pretty powerful base. NAAA work, other support networks. But we really want to build a network of those who have been impacted. Number one, as Mark said, our stories are powerful. And number two, there's healing in our stories for others who are going through some of the things that we had to be healed from, some of the things that we went through that took us down a path that led to incarceration. I believe that in that power base, especially around Wisconsin, if we come together in Wisconsin and educate ourselves and our families about some of the political positions, about the history of mass incarceration and where this come from, I've always said that those who are closest to the problem are closest to the solutions. And we need to be doing the work of raising one another up. I think that we can change the landscape of corrections in our communities and advocate for what's right, and that is some investments in these communities. They invested billions and billions of dollars to build this system that's in place today. The 1994 crime bill, there were over $20 billion invested in that one bill to build prisons, to bring the three strike laws and the truth and sentencing laws to states. A lot of money flowed to the states to put these systems in place. And between 1994 and 2004, we built nine prisons in this state and bought one. That's 10 prisons in 10 years. That's because of the incentives that the federal government gave states to build the system that is in place today. And that's why Mark put it so eloquently that we need to be involved and we need to come together to support one another and to bring about change in this system.
And there's a sort of stigma, I feel, against formerly incarcerated people in our society. What do you think can be done to change that, to change our society's view of ex-prisoners?
We need events like Expo's Community Forum. We need events like these where people from communities can come out and hear about the struggles of formerly incarcerated people, about the discrimination that we face in housing, employment, education. We need to have our right to vote restored. Part of the Expo Forum will be about raising awareness of the need to reform Wisconsin's justice system. There are several issues we're going to highlight. Wisconsin is using solitary confinement far too much. The United Nations considers the 15 consecutive days spent in solitary confinement to be torture. Many people in Wisconsin's prison system have been incarcerated in solitary confinement for years. We need to end torture in our prisons. So people will share stories around these issues and several more, and about the need to ban the box for jobs. We need, formerly incarcerated people face a lot of discrimination in employment when we get out.
And when you say ban the box, you mean like the box on applications?
It's the box that inquires about conviction and arrest history on job applications. We participated in a Ban the Box campaign nationally. We were successful in that. We joined formerly incarcerated leaders from throughout the country. And our goal was to get President Obama to ban the box for federal jobs and for federal contractors. We educated and organized communities throughout Wisconsin. We initially reached out to state and local elected officials and asked them to call on the president to take this action. We participated in a Ban the Box rally at the White House back in July, and we met with some of President Obama's policy advisors. In November, President Obama banned the box for federal jobs. This reduced a huge barrier to employment for people with conviction arrest histories. Like Jerome said, nearly one out of every three adults in the United States has a conviction arrest history. We now need to expand this to all employers in Wisconsin. Some private employers are stepping up and voluntarily taking the box off of employment applications, but it has to be expanded. And this is just one step. It's one barrier that's taken away, but there's still many more barriers that need to be knocked down. And so these are some of the issues that we'll cover at the forum on Tuesday.
So, Jerome, is Expo bringing change to Wisconsin's legislature? Are you guys taking steps to making those changes?
Yes, we are. You know, Expo being connected to wisdom, being a part of wisdom, who has been taking on these issues.
And could you just give a brief overview of wisdom, just what wisdom's mission is?
Well, wisdom is a organization that interfaith organization that has 160 congregations, mosques, temples, because it's interfaith, around the state of Wisconsin. Expo being a part of that has given us a connection to that base whose mission is restoring our communities. I think that we just don't see enough individuals who have successfully gotten out of prison and turned their lives around.
Now, Mark, you brought up solitary confinement earlier. There's been a hunger strike going on in the Wisconsin prisons with people protesting solitary confinement. What are the problems that Expo faces? What are the problems that these prisoners face in solitary confinement?
I've been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, and I was put in solitary confinement for just 2 days, and my mental health quickly deteriorated, and I became much worse after just 2 days. Solitary confinement has a devastating impact on people psychologically. It takes a huge psychological toll on people, especially long-term use of solitary confinement. Some people in Wisconsin, some of the people who are part of the hunger strike have been in solitary for over 20 years. So we need to help people rehabilitate and help them get better. So we're just making people worse and torturing people, and this is not right. And this is one practice that must be stopped in Wisconsin.
Jerome, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, you know, Mark touched on a lot. And it's a fact that the criminal justice system here in the state of Wisconsin is broken, has been broken for a very long time. And in all honesty, is looking at no ways of changing it so far. Mark mentioned that, you know, we're tied with a national group formerly incarcerated convicted people and families, and coming together with them and seeing and hearing what they're doing in their states, and looking at what other states are doing, I just wonder what is wrong with us here in Wisconsin. A lot of states have made some changes. Some states have reduced their prison populations. But anything, we've been steady. Where are we going here as a state? The fact is, you know, I have to keep in mind that there was a letter sent to 48 states from Corrections Corporations of America. And this letter is stating that we can do business cheaper than you are, but we need a 90% guarantee of occupancy and a 25-year contract. Something's wrong with that. But some states have bought into it. And I'm just curious as to where we're going as a state when half the admissions are for individuals who have not committed a new crime. There's something wrong there.
So to wrap things up, I just want to ask you guys, what do you feel is the most rewarding part of being a part of this organization to you? Mark?
The most rewarding part for me is to be part of a group of people who are working to create historic change in our nation's justice system. And so it's rewarding for me to be part of such a huge and historic effort to change the nation's unjust penal system and to end mass incarceration. I feel fortunate to be able to be an organizer for an organization that is taking this issue on and working to make some really needed changes in our society.
That's awesome. Jerome?
For me, it's just being active and close to this population, to people who I generally love. I have a heart for those who have been impacted and those who are going through right now. I know what it's like to be taken away from my family and my community. I know what it's like to not feel like I'm part of America because I can't cast a ballot. And sometimes just bringing hope to so many who are hopeless, that's the end goal for me, to really encourage and bring us together as one and change this system.
That's great. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Jerome Dillard is the organizational leader for Expo, Ex-Prisoners Organizing. Mark Rice is the associate leader. They spoke with Lake Effect contributor Adam Miller.
Expo holds a public forum on justice system reform this evening at the Black Historical Society in Milwaukee.